USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package continuing, the Senate will take up their own stimulus measures later this week. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley tells Fox News that he feels the American people can't wait for a deal from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
So the Republicans in the United States Senate this week are going to move through what's really urgent and what we know that there's bipartisan agreement on, and see if we can get some debate in the United States Senate to move something along. We can't wait for Mnuchin and Pelosi to get together.
Wall Street wasn't optimistic about the possibility of a stimulus package with one day to go before House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pre-election deadline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 410 points, shedding 1.4%. The S&P 500 fell off 1.6%, and the NASDAQ dropped 1.7%. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he'll take a COVID-19 test before Thursday's debate with former Vice President Joe Biden. The president told a reporter Monday that he would have no problem taking a test ahead of the final face-to-face with Biden before the election. The president's doctors said last week that he had tested negative for the virus on consecutive days. President Trump was hospitalized for several days after testing positive earlier this month. The final presidential debate is set to take place Thursday night from Nashville. Six current and former Russian military officers are accused of orchestrating a number of destructive hacking attacks on international targets. The indictment unsealed by the Department of Justice on Monday accused the six men of attempting to disrupt American hospitals and businesses, the French election, and even the Winter Olympics with a wide range of cyber attacks. The indictment claims the men specifically targeted attacks in order to promote Russia's geopolitical interests. The six are not accused of attempting to interfere in American elections. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Firefighters from across the country have been helping their brethren in California fight through one of the worst fire seasons in the state's history. Now they're getting to return home. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story of some departing Texas firefighters.
Firefighters from across the country are returning home after helping battle wildfires in California. A crew from San Angelo, Texas, helped contain the Creek Fire northeast of Fresno, California, for more than a month.
It was controlled chaos. Everything was blowing up before we got there. It was a little better. It was very bad air quality, thick smoke where you couldn't see very far.
San Angelo Fire Department engine boss and driver Jade Hughes speaking there on News Nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court announced Monday that it would hear two cases involving the Trump administration's immigration policies. The first, an appeal of a lower court decision that keeps non-Mexican asylum seekers in Mexico while their case is being decided. The second is over the administration's use of military funds being transferred to pay for the construction of a border wall. In that case, the administration is appealing a lower court's ruling blocking the transfer of those funds. And the 26th named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season is now Tropical Storm Epsilon. The storm is currently in the central Atlantic, some 700 miles to the east of the Bahamas. Forecasters expect it to gain strength into a hurricane over the next several days, and it could threaten the Bahamas by the end of the week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.